With the state of today's economy, it's more important than ever to invest in products that last for years to come. As the seasons shift and get cooler, make sure your closet is stocked with durable layers that stand the test of time from American Giant. American Giant's clothes work harder and are wearable season after season. Their greatest hoodie ever made is made from the highest quality materials that are cut and sewn right here in the United States. So you're investing right back in your local community. Choosing American Giant means taking a stand for American manufacturing and hardworking Americans, something other mega corporations don't care about. From fleece to knit, all in a range of colors for versatile daily wear, American Giant delivers everyday pieces designed for everyday life. Feel the difference of quality, made-to-last clothes from American Giant. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
All right, y'all. Peace and blessings. God bless you all. I'm Jarvis Kingston, and I hope that y'all doing all right, staying strong and solid in these times that we're in. I pray that you have repented and that you are baptized. I pray that you are safe, protected, and prayed up. And I just hope that whatever situation that you're going through, that the Lord is with you, that he guides you, he protects you, he looks out for you, he comforts you. I pray that your mental health gets better, and I just pray that you become more strong and wise in the Lord. I just pray that you stay on that narrow path, you turn away from your ways, you stop backsliding, no more secret sins, and you live thorough and honest for the Most High forevermore. I just pray that you keep him first, and you just center everything around the Lord. You dedicate everything to the Most High and give him all the glory for it. Amen. Yes, yes, y'all. Let us thank the Lord for another day. Let us thank the Lord for giving us another chance to get closer and better at our relationship with him. Let us thank the Lord for food in our belly, clothes on our back, a roof over our head. Let us thank the Lord for protecting us coming in and coming out. And let us just thank him for his word, his promises, his covenants, and everything above all, because he is very awesome. He is merciful. He is slow to anger. And he's a gracious God that we serve. Amen. Yes, yes, y'all. Welcome, everybody. Thank you all for listening and supporting. It means a lot to me. I appreciate all of you, praying for you all, love you all, okay? So let us uplift one another in Christ, let us uplift another in the Lord. Let us always encourage one another, okay? Because we never know what anybody out there is going through. So yeah, we always have to be strong and loving towards one another and get the best out of each other in the name of Jesus, amen? Yes, yes, y'all. Some trying times going on all four corners of the earth, but hang in there, stay strong, stay patient. All right, you got to take it one day at a time in these times that we're in, okay? One day at a time, all right? One day at a time. Yes, yes, y'all. Welcome, everybody, all nations, all peoples, all tribes, all languages, all tongues, all four corners of the earth, all races, all faces. Whether you're an Israelite or a Gentile, it is all right. Whether you are chosen or adopted, it is all right. Let us gather, come together as one and praise the Lord. Let us be united in the body of Christ. And let's just give him all the praise, amen, because there's so much things that people complain about and bicker about, but we have a lot to praise about, amen. We serve a mighty God, so that's more than enough to praise about and just thank him, all right? Yes, yes, y'all. Let us love the Lord our God with all of our mind, heart, soul, strength, and might. Let us love our neighbors as we love ourselves. Let us obey the Most High. Let us obey his word. Let us obey the law, statutes, and commandments. Let us obey the gospel. And let us not just be hearers of the word. Let us be doers of the word as well, okay? And let us be as helpful as we can along the journey, okay? Yes, yes, y'all. So in today's message, we're going to continue the Bible reading series, all right? With the last message, we finished off the book of Ephesians, all right? Very excellent read. So now we're on the book of Philippians, okay? We're on the book of Philippians, all right? So we'll just go through the book of Philippians, and then we'll close out with a prayer. We'll close out with the priestly blessing. And we'll also close out with giving all the praise, honor, and glory to the Most High God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and praise his only begotten Son who died for our sins. Amen. Yes, yes, y'all. So let us read this introduction commentary before chapter one, okay? So let's go with the commentary. The author, the Apostle Paul, the audience, the church in Philippi, the date about AD 61, setting Christians in Philippi, the location of the first European church, receive a letter. Paul writes from a Roman prison. Essentials of Philippians, joy. While we might not understand it fully, we know that we want it. In his letter to the Philippian Christians, the Apostle Paul holds up joy like a diamond and allows us to observe its many colors and facets. He shows us how to recognize, pursue, and appreciate joy. The Apostle explains where joy comes from and how we can lose it. Joy, like love, expresses itself in a wide assortment of feelings, yet it's not really a feeling at all. Joy describes a way of thinking and attitude best exemplified by Jesus Christ. With joy, we can experience a wide variety of emotions, from suffering to pleasure, from deprivation to abundance. Without losing our sense of purpose, joy doesn't involve a passive or helpless acceptance. Instead, with joy, we contentedly embrace both the difficult and the wonderful. As you read Philippians, note how Jesus is defined as the ultimate source of joy. When you accept the source of joy, you can also understand Paul's command, rejoice in the Lord always. 4:4, okay? What to look for in Philippians, why joy is not the same as happiness, how to have the attitude of Christ, why life involves pressing on more than arriving, the details of joyful thinking, recognizing and possessing contentment. Yes, y'all. So let us go into the book of Philippians chapter 1. I'm going to keep saying Philippians. I'm going to keep the tongue twisting it, but let us go to chapter 1. Paul and Timothy, servants of Christ Jesus. To all the saints in Christ Jesus at Philippi, together with the overseers and deacons, grace and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Thanksgiving and prayer. I thank my God every time I remember you, and all my prayers for all of you. I always pray with joy because of your partnership in the gospel from the first day until now, being confident of this, that he who began a good work in you will carry it on to completion until the day of Christ Jesus. Excuse me. It is right for me to feel this way about all of you, since I have you in my heart. For whether I am in chains or defending and confirming the gospel, all of you share in God's grace with me. God can testify how I long for all of you with the affection of Christ Jesus. And this is my prayer, that your love may abound more and more in knowledge and depth of insight, so that you may be able to discern what is best and may be pure and blameless until the day of Christ, filled with the fruit of righteousness that comes through Jesus Christ, to the glory and praise of God. Let us read this in commentary scripture. God completes his work in us. Philippians chapter 1, verse 6. He who began a good work in you will carry it on to completion until the day of Christ Jesus. Yes. Let's continue on. Philippians 1, chapter 1, verse 12. Paul's chains advance the gospel. Now, I want you to know, brothers, that what has happened to me has already served to advance the gospel. As a result, it has become clear throughout the whole palace guard and to everyone else that I am in chains for Christ. Because of my chains, most of the brothers in the Lord have been encouraged to speak the word of God more courageously and fearlessly. It is true that some preach Christ out of envy and rivalry, but others out of goodwill. The latter do so in love, knowing that I am put here for the defense of the gospel. The former preach Christ out of selfish ambition, not sincerely, supposing that they can stir up trouble for me while I am in chains. But what does it matter? The important thing is that in every way, whether from false motives or true, Christ is preached. And because of this, I rejoice. Yes, and I will continue to rejoice. For I know that through your prayers and the help given by the Spirit of Jesus Christ, what has happened to me will turn out for my deliverance. I eagerly expect and hope that I will in no way be ashamed, but will have sufficient courage so that now, as always, Christ will be exalted in my body, whether by life or by death. For to me to live is Christ, and to die is gain. If I am to go on living in the body, this will mean fruitful labor for me. Yet what shall I choose? I do not know. I am torn between the two. I desire to depart and be with Christ, which is better by far. But it is more necessary for you that I remain in the body. Convinced of this, I know that I will remain and I will continue with all of you for your progress and joy in the faith, so that through my being with you, again, your joy in Christ Jesus will overflow on account of me. Whatever happens, conduct yourselves in a manner worthy of the gospel of Christ. Then whether I come and see you or only hear about you in my absence, I will know that you stand firm in one spirit, contending as one man for the faith of the gospel, without being frightened in any way by those who oppose you. This is a sign to them that they will be destroyed, but that you will be saved, and that by God, for it has been granted to you on behalf of Christ, not only to believe on him, but also to suffer for him, since you're going through the same struggle you saw I had, and now hear that I still have. All right, so that's the book of Philippians, chapter 1 reading. This is a very good reading overall. This is Paul writing from prison. He's reaching out. He's showing love to those in Philippi and telling them to always count it all joy, to keep that joy even through your suffering. You praise Christ and just letting them know that no matter what he goes through for the Lord, he will always rejoice in Christ. He will always keep that joy. Let nothing steal your joy. Let nothing destroy your joy, people, okay? A lot of people get dismayed and discouraged so easily, but that joy, man, that's one of the fruits of the Spirit, man. Joy comes from the Lord, amen? So always keep that in mind, all right? God will complete his work in us, okay? There's so much work we have to do for the Lord. It's so much, okay? So let us stay busy and diligent and active for the Most High, all right? Now, let us go to the book of Philippians. Philippians chapter 2. So here we go. Imitating Christ's humility. If you have any encouragement from being united with Christ, if any comfort from his love, if any fellowship with the Spirit, if any tenderness and compassion, then make my joy complete by being like-minded, having the same love, being one in spirit and purpose. Do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit, but in humility consider others better than yourselves. Each of you should look not only to your own interests, but also to the interest of others. Your attitude should be the same as that of Christ Jesus, who being in very nature God, did not consider equality with God something to be grasped, but made himself nothing, taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness and being found in appearance as a man. He humbled himself and became obedient to death, even death on a cross. Therefore, God exalted him to the highest place and gave him the name that is above every name. That at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Shining as stars, therefore, my dear friends, as you have always obeyed, not only in my presence, but now much more in my absence, continue to work out your salvation with fear and trembling. For it is God who works in you to will and to act according to his good purpose. Do everything without complaining or arguing, so that you may become blameless and pure, children of God, without fault in a crooked and depraved generation, in which you shine like stars in the universe as you hold out the word of life, in order that I may boast on the day of Christ that I did not run or labor for nothing, but even if I am being poured out like a drink offering on the sacrifice and service coming from your faith, I am glad and rejoice with all of you. So you too should be glad and rejoice with me. Timothy and Epaphroditus. I hope in the Lord Jesus to send Timothy to you soon, that I also may be cheered when I receive news about you. I have no one else like him who takes a genuine interest in your welfare. For everyone looks out for his own interests, but not those of Jesus Christ. But you know that Timothy has proved himself, because as a son with his father, he has served with me in the work of the gospel. I hope, therefore, to send him as soon as I see how things go with me. And I am confident in the Lord that I myself will come soon. But I think it is necessary to send back to you Epaphroditus, my brother, fellow worker and fellow soldier, who is also your messenger, whom you sent to take care of my needs. For he longs for all of you and is distressed because you heard he was ill. Indeed, he was ill and almost died, but God had mercy on him, and not on him only, but also on me, to spare me sorrow upon sorrow. Therefore, I am all the more eager to send him, so that when you see him again, you may be glad and I may have less anxiety. Welcome him in the Lord with great joy and honor men like him, because he almost died for the work of Christ, risking his life to make up for the help you could not give me. So that is the book of Philippians, Philippians chapter 2, reading overall, okay? So as we review the book, chapter 2, this is a very great read, and Paul just goes more further into detail about imitating Christ in humility, and to do it with love and joy, and being in one spirit and one purpose, and to be like-minded, and also have fellowship with the Spirit, and doing it with comfort and encouragement, and being united with Christ, and to not do things out of selfish ambition or vain conceit. All right. And also have that humility to look out for others as well. It's not all about you. Okay. So we have to be better in those areas of our lives. And he just going into detail about we should have the same attitude that Christ had, how Christ humbled himself and voluntarily and went all the way through wanting to die for our sins and serve God all the way. So that's the type of attitude we should carry on as well. Be Christ-like, okay? Paul goes into further detail about letting your light shine and shining as stars for the gospel and for the Lord, all right? And to do good and be blameless and pure in a crooked and depraved generation, okay? Got to shine like stars, people. Shine bright, all right? Let us shine bright through the word. Amen. And also, Paul's just going more further to detail about sending Timothy and sending Epaphroditus as well. So, yep. You know, it's always cool when you see Paul and his more people in his ministry being sent out and doing the works as well. You know, that's just great unity and great love right there, all right? So that is the book of Philippians chapter 2 reading, okay? Always remember to, when you do this work, don't complain and argue while you're doing it, all right? Got to do it with love, people. And just remember that Paul's chains did advance the gospel. So in prison, out of prison, Paul was doing that work, amen? All those thanksgiving and prayers, Paul was doing that work, man. He was a bold worker, so that's how we got to be, all right? Always go all out for the gospel, okay? So that sums up chapter 2. Now let us go to chapter 3, all right? Philippians chapter 3, here we go. No confidence in the flesh. Finally, my brothers, rejoice in the Lord. It is no trouble for me to write the same things to you again, and it is a safeguard for you. Watch out for those dogs, those men who do evil, those mutilators of the flesh. For it is we who are the circumcision, we who worship by the Spirit of God, who glory in Christ Jesus, and who put no confidence in the flesh, though I myself have reasons from such confidence. If anyone thinks he has reasons to put confidence in the flesh, I have more. Circumcised on the eighth day of the people of Israel, of the tribe of Benjamin, a Hebrew of Hebrews, in regard to the law, a Pharisee, as for zeal, persecuting the church, as for legalistic righteousness, faultless. But whatever was to my profit, I now consider loss for the sake of Christ. What is more, I consider everything a loss compared to the surpassing greatness of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord, for whose sake I have lost all things. I consider them rubbish, that I may gain Christ, and be found in him, not having a righteousness of my own that comes from the law, but that which is through faith in Christ. The righteousness that comes from God and is by faith. I want to know Christ and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of sharing in his sufferings, becoming like him in his death, and so somehow to attain to the resurrection from the dead. Let us read this in commentary scripture within the scriptures. God is Lord of all. Philippians chapter 2, verse 11. Every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. All right, now let's continue the book of Philippians chapter 3, verse 12. Pressing on toward the goal. Not that I have already obtained all this or have already been made perfect, but I press on to take hold of that for which Christ Jesus took hold of me. Brothers, I do not consider myself yet to have taken hold of it. But one thing I do, forgetting what is behind and straining forward what is ahead, I press on toward the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus. All of us who are mature should take such a view of things. And if on some point you think differently, that too God will make clear to you. Only let us live up to what we have already attained. Join with others in following my example, brothers, and take note of those who live according to the pattern we gave you. For as I have often told you before, and now I say again, even with tears, many live as enemies of the cross of Christ. Their destiny is destruction, their God is their stomach, and their glory is in their shame. Their mind is on earthly things, but our citizenship is in heaven. And we eagerly await a Savior from there, the Lord Jesus Christ, who, by the power that enables him to bring everything under his control, will transform our lowly bodies so that they will be like his glorious body. All right, so that's the book of Philippians chapter 3 reading, okay? So as we review that, Paul's just going more further to detail about not having confidence in the flesh and basically how the flesh is filthy and it's useless. The flesh is really counterproductive. When people think fleshly or carnally or do things by the flesh, you don't bear fruit by that, okay? You only bear fruit through Christ and in Christ and by the Spirit, okay? And that's what Paul's basically getting at, you know, that flesh is no good. And Paul just goes further into detail about how much he was of a Benjamite and how he was circumcised and he was a Hebrew of Hebrews. How he was at one point, regard to the law, he was a Pharisee, and he also persecuted the church for legalistic righteousness and faultless. But He's saying how much it didn't really profit nothing and that he lost everything for the sake of Christ. So he let everything go in order to truly serve Christ and know him better. And that, you know, you could find your faith is counted as righteousness in your through Christ, okay? And that righteousness that comes from God and is by faith. And that's what Paul is basically getting at. He wanted to understand the power of his resurrection and fellowship and a share in his sufferings and to become like him in his death. You know, so that's where Paul's getting at. And Paul goes further into detail about pressing on toward the goal and keeping his eyes fixed on the prize, okay, and chasing that eternal glory, eternal life, and how our bodies will also be like his. We'll be glorified with Christ, and he will change our bodies into glorious bodies, okay? So Paul just went into detail about how much the flesh can hold people back and how it could get in the way of so much good things, okay? So let us live by the Spirit and move by the Spirit, okay? All right, so that's Philippians chapter 3. Now let's go into Philippians chapter 4. All right, Philippians chapter 4, here we go. Therefore, my brothers, you whom I love and long for, my joy and crown, that is how you should stand firm in the Lord, dear friends. Exhortations. I plead with Euodiah, and I plead with Syntyche to agree with each other in the Lord. Yes, and I ask you, loyal yoke fellow, help these women who have contended at my side in the cause of the gospel, along with Clement and the rest of my fellow workers, whose names are in the book of life. Rejoice in the Lord always. I will say it again, rejoice. Let your gentleness be evident to all. The Lord is near. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, present your request to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Finally, brothers, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. Whatever you have learned or received or heard from me or seen in me, put it into practice, and the God of peace will be with you. Thanks for their gifts. I rejoice greatly in the Lord that at last you have renewed your concern for me. Indeed, you have been concerned, but you had no opportunity to show it. I am not saying this because I am in need, for I have learned to be content whatever the circumstances. I know what it is to be in need, and I know what it is to have plenty. I have learned the secret of being content in any and every situation, whether we well fed or hungry, whether living in plenty or in want. I can do everything through him who strengthens me. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Amen. Yes, yes, y'all. Yet it was good of you to share in my troubles. Moreover, as you Philippians know, in the early days of your acquaintance with the gospel, when I set out from Macedonia, not one church shared with me in the matter of giving and receiving except you only. For even when I was in Thessalonica, you sent me aid again and again when I was in need. Not that I am looking for a gift, but I am looking for what may be credited to your account. I have received full payment and even more. I am amply supplied now that I have received from Epaphroditus, the gifts you sent. They are a fragrant offering and an acceptable sacrifice pleasing to God. And my God will meet all your needs according to his glorious riches in Christ Jesus. To our God and Father be glory forever and ever. Amen. I would like to read this in commentary scripture titled, God's Peace is Incomprehensible. The book of Philippians, chapter 4, verse 7. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Yes, yes, most definitely. Let us continue. Philippians, chapter 4, verses 21. Final greetings. Greet all the saints in Christ Jesus. The brothers who are with me send greetings. All the saints send you greetings, especially those who belong to Caesar's household. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ be with your spirit. Amen. Yes, yes, y'all. So that is the book of Philippians chapter 4 reading, okay? Very excellent read. So as we review chapter 4, just goes more detail about exhortations and Paul just looking out for other helpers, other women who are good fellow workers and whose names are in the book of life. So Paul had spiritual access to know that the women, the fellow workers he was around, their names are even on the book of life. So that's really walking in the supernatural, walking in a prophetic right there. Amen. To hang around people whose names is in the book of life. It's a very beautiful revelation to walk around with. Amen. So Hey, man, make sure your friends' names are in the book of life, right? Make sure your name get on there, right? So let us be really on point in the prophetic and the supernatural and live on point for the Lord, okay? Because you want your name on the Lamb's book of life. You want to hear that, well done, my good, faithful servant. You want to hear that, okay? So as we continue further, Philippians 4, Paul just says, rejoice always in the Lord, rejoice, all right? Always rejoice, people. And he goes on to say, do not be anxious about anything. But everything in prayer and petition with thanksgiving, present your request to God. Mm-hmm. Excuse me. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Powerful, beautiful. Finally, brothers, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. Have your mind on these things. Whatever you have learned or received or heard from me or seen in me, put it into practice, and the God of peace will be with you. Yes, yes. Furthermore, Paul goes into detail about giving thanks for the gifts, how Philippi, they were looking out for Paul, looking, giving him all types of needs and circumstances all the time without no problem. And he said how when he was around Macedonia that not one church shared with him or given or received anything, but when Paul pulled up to Philippi, they showed him love and had no problem giving him gifts or whatever he needed, food, water, shelter, what have you. All right. So when you're on a mission, you're on a journey, when you're doing this work of God, always know that there'll be some people who are charitable and nice to you, and then there'll be others who are a bit hostile and kind of rude. Okay. So you just have to be strong about that and not to wipe the dust off your feet and keep it moving. Amen. And, always appreciate those who look out for you, help you in your ministry, or help you in your movement, help you in your missionary, because in your mission, because you know, we always have to support one another. Okay, it's not easy being sent out by the Holy Spirit. Okay, it's not easy to be sent out by God and just doing this walk. Amen. It's not easy to be a prophet or a disciple or ambassador for Christ or whatever your calling is, your purpose is for the Lord. It's not easy. So you always need as much comfort, love, support as possible. All right, because that spiritual warfare is battle intense, and you know, it's an intense thing to go through. So being around people that's loving and hospitable, that's showing you love, showing hospitality, that's always a great thing to run into. And these times that we're in, times are evil and people are messed up, but there's still some great people out there. There's still some excellent, giving, charitable, loving people out there. So never take those type of people for granted. Amen. When people bless you and help you and aid you and, you know, help you with your ministry or what have you, that's always a great thing, because that they don't know your battles. They don't know what you go through. You get what I'm saying? Like, people hear the word, people hear you preach, or people hear you do what you do, but they don't know behind the scenes, right? God sees everything. So it's amazing how those people in Philippi looked out for Paul and blessed him with gifts and offerings or what have you, and it was pleasing to God. Amen. And then Paul just says his final greetings and just tells them the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ be with you, be with your spirit, amen. So Christ was always, Paul was always about greeting people and welcoming people and saying his goodbyes. So even though Paul spoke boldly and he could be very strong about how he went about things, nonetheless, he showed love entering a place and leaving a place. He always showed love entering a country, leaving a country, dealing with certain people. And that's how we have to be. When we're reaching out to Gentiles, and we're reaching out to all nations, all four corners, where we're being sent out, you got to have that humility, that meekness, that you got to have some manners, respect, and show love, okay? When you're in a different land, show love, okay? And be peaceful and loving about how you're going about things, amen? So that is the book of Philippians chapter 4, okay? So what I would love to do is read this in commentary within it, okay? So let us go to this commentary. Today's Bible reading, Philippians chapter 3, verses 7 through 11. Recommended reading, Psalm 27, verse 4. Also, Psalm 42, verses 1 through 4. The book of 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 1 through 7. And also the book of 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 1 through 10. All right, the title of this commentary is Knowing God. All right. The title is Knowing God. Knowing God, what were we made for to know God? What aim should we set ourselves and what aim should we set ourselves in life? To know God. What is the eternal life that Jesus gives? Knowledge of God. This is eternal life, that they may know you, that the only true God in Jesus Christ, whom you have sent. The book of John, chapter 17, verse 3. What is the best thing in life? bringing more joy, delight, and contentment than anything else? Knowledge of God. This is what the Lord says. Let not the wise man boast of his wisdom, or the strong man boast of his strength, or the rich man boast of his riches. But let him who boasts boast about this, that he understands and knows me. Jeremiah chapter 9, verses 23 through 24. What of all the states God ever sees a man in gives God most pleasure? Knowledge of himself. I desire the knowledge of God more than burnt offerings, says God. The book of Hosea chapter 6, verse 6. In these few sentences, we have said a very great deal. Our point is one to which every Christian heart will warm, though the person whose religion is merely formal will not be moved by it, and by this very fact, his unregenerate state may be known. What we have said provides at once a foundation, shape, and goal for our lives, plus a principle of priorities and a scale of values. Once you become aware that the main business that you are here for is to know God, most of life's problems fall into place of their own accord. What makes life worthwhile is having a big enough objective, something which catches our imagination and lays hold of our allegiance. And this is the Christian has in a way that no other person has. For what higher, more exalted, and more compelling goal can there be than to know God? Quote unquote, J.I. Packer. Amen. Things to take away from this commentary. Are you consumed by a desire to know God? Does the way you spend your time support your answer? How would you respond to someone who asked, why do you want to know God? What steps can you take to grow in your knowledge of God? Quote unquote, in other words, oh, the fullness, pleasure, sheer excitement of knowing God on earth. Quote, Jim Elliot. Amen. So that is the commentary, all right? Knowing God. We have to know the Lord personally, okay? Know him personally through encounters, experiences, dreams, visions, communication, obedience, just every state condition that you're in, every, you know, that's, you know the Lord so much when you're at your lowest point, when you got them darkest moments, you got the most troubling times, and you just see God's outstretched arm, his mighty hand, the finger of God just all over your life, your situation. He just pulls you through your situation. He pulls you out of what you was crying about, complaining about, or praying about. You just know God in all types of moments throughout your life. Not even just through the good and glorious times, but through the dark, hard times too. You know God is with you in them hard times. Amen. So it's very important to know God. Some people know the scripture, but people need to know the Lord personally, okay? You should be able to go on and on about how many encounters you've had with the Lord personally, how much you hear his voice, how much he showed you things or done things for your life, okay? So knowing the Lord is so important, okay? We have to know the Lord and obey the gospel. We have to, okay? Got to know the Lord, people, and pass it on to others as well. Let them experience the Lord too, amen? So let us not sit on all this knowledge of God and give it and share it to others who really need it, amen? So there you have it, all right? That is the word for today. That sums up the book of Philippians. The book of Philippians has four chapters in it, okay? So very nice, great reading, all right? So there you have it. What I would love to do as I close out is give all the praise, honor, and glory to the Most High God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and praise his only begotten Son who died for our sins, amen? Yes, yes, y'all. So here we go. Hallelujah, y'all. Yes, yes, y'all. He is the hope for humanity, y'all. Yes, he is the Adam, the second Adam, the last Adam, the advocate, the almighty, true, and living God, the Alpha and Omega, amen? He is the apostle of our profession, the arm of the Lord, the atoning sacrifice for our sins, the author and finisher of our faith, the author and perfecter of our faith, the author of life, the author of salvation, the beginning and the end, the beginning of creation of God, the beloved Son, the blessed only potentate, the blessed only ruler, the branch, the bread of God, the bread of life, the bridegroom, the capstone, the captain of salvation, the chief cornerstone, the chief shepherd, Christ, the Christ of God, the consolation of Israel, the cornerstone, the counselor, wonderful counselor, the creator, the dayspring, the deliverer, the desire of the nations, the door, the elect of God, Emmanuel, the eternal life, the everlasting Father, the faith and true witness, faithful and true, the faithful witness, the first and the last, the first begotten, the firstborn from the dead, firstborn of all creation, the forerunner, the gate, the glory of the Lord, God, the good shepherd, the great high priest, the great shepherd, the head of the church, the heir of all things, the high priest, holy and true, the Holy One, the hope of glory, the horn of salvation, the I am that I am, the image of God, Jehovah, Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Shalom, Jesus of Nazareth, Jesus, the judge of Israel, the judge, King Eternal. He is the King of Israel. Amen. He is the King of Kings. Hallelujah. He is the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Hosanna, Hosanna, King of Saints, King of the Ages, King of the Jews, the King, the Lamb of God, the Lamb without blemish. The last Adam. Yes, yes, y'all. He definitely is the lawgiver, the leader, commander, the life, the light of the world, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the living one, the living stone. The Lord, our righteousness. The Lord is my portion. The Lord is my rock. The Lord is my shield. The Lord is my deliverer. The Lord is my refuge. The Lord is my strength. The Lord is my fortress. The Lord is my high tower. The Lord is my salvation. The Lord is my everything. Yes, yes, y'all. The Lord, our God, is one. Yes, yes, the Lord, Yahweh, Yahuwah, Yahweh Shai, Yahweh, Yahayashai, Yeshua, Hamashiach, Barakathah, Shalom, Shalom, Yeshua, Yehosha, Yehusha, Elohim, Ahai Yeshaya, the consuming fire, the Father of lights, the Father of the Father of the fatherless, the Father of mercies, the Father of widows. Yes, He is the God of heaven and earth. His Son sits at the right hand of Him. The government rests on His shoulders. Most definitely, the great physician can heal all things. The carpenter can fix all things. Hallelujah, the Lord our God is truly one. He is a consuming fire. With the Lord, with God, all things are possible to those who believe. Nothing's too hard for the Lord. Amen. Yes, yes, y'all. He is the Lord our righteousness, the Lord of all, the Lord of glory, the Lord of lords, the man from heaven, the man of sorrows, the mediator of the new covenant, the mediator, the messenger of the covenant, the Messiah, the mighty God, the mighty one, the morning star, the Nazarene, the offspring of David. The only begotten Son of God, our great God and Savior, our holiness, our spiritual husband, our Passover, our protection, our redemption, our righteousness, our sacrificed Passover lamb, the power of God, the precious cornerstone, the Prince of Kings, the Prince of Life, the Prince of Peace, the Prophet, the Redeemer, the resurrection and life, the resurrection, the resurrector, the life, the revelation, the revelator, the righteous branch, the righteous one, the radiant one, the perfect example, the rock, the root of David, the rose of Sharon, the ruler of God's creation, the ruler of the kings of the earth, the savior, the seed of woman, the shepherd and bishop of souls, the Shiloh, the son of Abraham, the son of David, the son of God, the son of man, the son of the blessed, son of the most high God, the source of eternal salvation for all who obey him, the son of righteousness, the just one, the one mediator, the stone the builders rejected, the true bread, the true God, the true light, the true vine. Yes, he is the truth. Amen. He is the way. Hallelujah. He is the way, truth, and life, the wisdom of God, the witness, the wonderful counselor, the word of God, the word of life, the word of Yahuwah, the word of Elohim, the word of Yeshua HaMashiach, the word of Yahawashai, the word of Yehosha, Yehusha, Yeshua. Yes, yes, he is the word of the consuming fire, y'all. He definitely is the word. Amen. We touch and agree. Yes, yes, we serve an awesome creator. And the Son is amazing for dying for our sins, y'all. Never lose sight of that. Amen. Boast in the Lord, boast in the Lord, boast in the Lord. He is so amazing. He's so awesome. He is so good. His Son is just so wonderful, dying for our sins. Amen. His blood cleaned up our mess. He is the seed of Abraham, promise, the seed of Adam, humanity, the seed of David, kingship, the seed of God, deity, the seed of Jacob, nationality, seed of Judah, tribe, seed of Shem, race, seed of woman, prophecy. Yes, yes, y'all. In the authority and the power and name of Jesus Christ, you are healed, renewed, restored, redeemed, forgiven, embraced, love, repentance, baptism, stability, deliverance, restoration, healing, faithfulness, steadfast, alert, sober, strong, diligent, amazing. Yes, yes, y'all. New eyes, new mind, new heart, new soul, new hands to prosper, new footsteps, new path, new journey, new seasons, new blessings, new dreams, new visions, new prophetic things, more revelations towards you, more signs, more miracles, more wonders. Yes, yes, new blessings, new everything in your life. Amen. New scenery in Jesus' name. Amen. By the blood. Amen. In Jesus' name. Yes, yes, y'all. So there you have it. All right. That is the word for today. The book of Philippians reading, okay, just chapters 1-4, the completion of it. Nice short book, nice read. Paul writing those letters from prison, still preaching, amen. So let us preach that gospel and keep spreading it everywhere, okay? You never know who needs it. Everybody needs it, all right? People are going through a lot, so always spread the word to them, amen. Yes, yes, y'all. So there you have it, all right? I just pray to God that whoever listens to this message, I pray that you repent, get baptized, and get going, man. All right, no more complacency, no more stagnation, no more laziness. Things are speeding up. Things are happening faster. So got to get it right with the Lord. Amen. So there you have it. All right. What I love to do is I close out, give y'all this priestly blessing on the way out. Okay. So here we go. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you, be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Shalom. I'm Jarvis Kingston. I got much love for you all, praying for you all. God bless you all. Peace.